Hi, and welcome to the very first episode of One Man, Real Questions. We did not just waste 5 minutes recording on my laptop without the microphone connected because I did not turn it on. It's okay, because I'm sitting here with Efren Santiago.
What's up, you fucking shitters?
You fucking shitters. Today, we will be talking about our beloved foreskin, which I know many of my friends have. I don't give a shit. I know Nelson Rosario has a shit and Anthony Ruiz. But I know that we definitely have some good stories of, let's say, finding out about it, experiences with it. Maybe, I don't know, a female here or there might have snagged a tooth on it. Blood's blood. If it helps during sex, it helps during sex. So, Efren, when did you first find out that you had foreskin on your shvenia?
So, I was about in, like, I think it was seventh grade, maybe.
Seventh grade? Oh, I was touching my penis in, like, elementary school. I was, like, I didn't even masturbate. I was, like, moving my arm back and forth just to see how it felt while pissing.
Well, you see, I was so fat that I couldn't see my penis.
I forgot you were fat. How much did you weigh back in the day?
About 200-something,
actually. In what? Elementary school?
In middle school.
Middle school?
Elementary, I was just a dumbass.
Porky's little brother, huh? What's his name?
Bebo.
Jonathan. I miss Jonathan. Me and him used to hang out all the time. All
right, so I'm sitting there, seventh grade. I'm taking a shower. And I was like, all right, I got to pull this shit back.
So I'm cleaning my... How did you know to pull it back?
I think my mom told me I had to pull it back. She was like, you have to pull it back.
My parents did not help. My parents could have been, you have a vagina. And I would have been like, okay. They did not help me one bit with foreskin.
So I'm sitting there. I'm like, damn, pulling this shit back feels kind of good. So that was the first time I ever jerked off, too. It was in the bathtub, goddammit.
Of course.
And it felt really good. But I really didn't know what I was doing. Mm-hmm. So I was like, damn. I just nodded all over the place. But I didn't know how to clean that shit either. So I was like, fuck it, I'm gonna leave it in the bathtub. So I'm sitting there. I did realize what foreskin was. I just found out what jerking off was. It was a special day to me. I should have remembered that date because that would have been perfect.
You also sweat like crazy the first time you jacked off?
Sweat like crazy. I was in the shower and I was sweating.
Dude, I remember I was in an apartment at my mom's house. The lights were off. I was under two sheets and I had a boner. First boner I ever had, I could remember. I started jacking off so hard that I was sweating to the point where if I got up, there was like a sweat stain on my fucking blanket. I remember my mom coming in and being like, are you okay? Why are you breathing so heavily? I'd be like, oh yeah, just hide in my room. She said, leave the door open. I said, no, thank you. And I shut that shit. First time I nutted, didn't clean it up. I left that shit in my underwear. I went to sleep. Mm. Swear to God. This shit was gross.
I left that shit in the bathtub. And let me tell you, when my dad found out,
oh my God,
my life was over. And this motherfucker fell. And I'm like, Dad, are you okay? He did not answer me. I wait about 20 minutes. He walks to the bathroom.
Can you imagine killing your father that way?
Killing my father that way. That
if he died shit. Slipping on nut,
mm-hmm.
Like,
that'd be some shit.
His grandkid just killed him.
He'd be like, hey. I was like, what? He's like, next time when you're done, clean up after yourself, okay?
Oh, no.
You fucking animal.
Oh, no.
And I thought about it. And I was like, damn, I really am disgusting.
Have you ever been caught masturbating?
So one day before school, I'm sitting there, right? And I'm like, tired as fuck.
What time is it?
It's about like 6:20 in the morning.
6:20? I leave it at 6:20 to go to school.
And I'm looking in the mirror and I was like, damn, I'm a sexy motherfucker. So I started beating the fuck out of my dick.
This was after you were fat.
Yeah. Okay. This is like 10th grade, that shit.
Okay, okay.
And I'm like, damn, I'm a sexy motherfucker. So I'm beating my dick in the
sophomore
mirror.
In high school, full of yourself beating your dick before class.
Looking
okay.
In the mirror. My mom walks in, and I had...
Wait, you were standing?
I was standing.
Standing, looking in the mirror, jacking off, on your tippy toes, just going at it. Okay.
Going at it. And I cover it with I throw a shirt on it.
On your penis?
Yes.
So you decided, like, no hands. No hands, no nothing. Your shirt just laying on your hard cock as your mom walks into your room?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
She's like, what are you doing? I'm like, Mom, I'm changing for school. Can you get out?
Can't you tell this is a magic trick? I can put on my shirt with my one hand and just fucking use your dick? What the fuck?
She's like, you're changing? I'm like, I was trying to find underwear because I slept naked. Now, I'm full of excuses.
I'll never sleep naked. I'm so scared that people would, like, walk in on me and my cheeks are exposed.
I don't want someone seeing my soft ass dick with foreskin hanging all over it.
Dude, I just don't want I feel like if someone walks in on me naked, they're going to do something to my ass.
Yeah,
like I don't
stick a Sharpie in my asshole.
Yeah, I don't like my friends. I know for a whole fact we like had a slumber party, whatever the fuck you want to call it. I know for a whole fact Jonah Rosas would shove his dick in my ass.
Totally.
100% would shove his tiny ass penis inside my bubble.
I feel like he'd go for a taste.
Oh my God, probably most likely. He is a mook. I still say that now. He is a mook. You know, I seen him kiss Nelson once on the lips.
I remember that.
There's a video of them in Dominican Republic. They were grinding at each other. Mm-hmm. And Jonah was a little tipsy. Nelson was like, oh, fuck it. You're only in Dominican once. And they were really all over each other.
Multiple occasions.
Cuddling. Honestly. Oh my god. On the bus?
They make excuses for it.
Oh, I mean, you're, I'm not going to say doing that's wrong. You know, you can love whoever you want to love, but don't hide it. Honestly. Yeah, you guys should just come out.
You can't make excuses for it.
Don't blame each other. Jonah slapped my ass so many times. I remember having a boner. He slapped my ass. I'd go limp. That's not on him. That's not his fault. I'm just attracted to women and he's not. It's just...
I was actually at Jonah's the other day.
Oh.
Sitting there playing Call of Duty.
As I move away from you, okay?
I'm playing Call of Duty. This motherfucker starts grabbing my thigh.
He always does that.
I was like, Jonah, stop grabbing my thigh. He was like, why? I was like, because that's just not, that's not right, buddy. And he starts going closer. And I swear to God, he had leftover barbecue sauce on his hands.
Oh my, from what? What'd you guys eat?
I'm pretty sure we were eating steak. And this nigga put barbecue sauce on his steak. God.
Can we talk about how slow Jonah eats?
Slowest.
If Jonah orders a plate of food, let's say we all order like four, let's say it's like average white people type shit. Like we get chicken tenders and fucking french fries. All right. When you're done eating, how much food does Jonah have left on his plate?
Pretty much 90% of his bill. He gets about two fries now when I'm done eating.
Okay, you know how you would get like McDonald's fries? You would grab a handful and shove them in your mouth and eat them? Yeah. Jonah would individually get one fry, cut it in half, and eat one half of a fry at a time. And take about 30 seconds to chew it. All
right, so let's talk about how Jonah gets the same damn lunch for school every
day. We shouldn't talk shit about Jonah the whole time. The whole time. We should just, I think we should go back to the penis thing. I think men should talk about cocks. Let's just say Jonah's very bland. Jonah's very gay. And we love him very much because he's one of our dearest friends. Mm-hmm. But Jonah, if you slap my ass one more time, I'm beating that ass with my penis. Just got to say that now. And Nelson, yeah, you got some soft ass lips, nigga. I'm just gonna say that shit now, but
sexiest light skin I know.
Woo! All right, so back to getting caught masturbating. I remember I was in my mom's house and she came up to my room and I was just wearing shorts, middle of the summer, no underwear, shorts, running shorts because that's, you know, that's the vibe. And she said she was going to the store, so I'm like, okay, I got 30 minutes, I only need 5. So I hear the door close and I'm like, great, I can put in my headphones. And I remember, I wanted to listen to porn with headphones on, but have the volume all the way up.
That's a very big thing I did. I went through that stage.
Yeah, so like I didn't want to play on my phone because I'm like, well, that doesn't sound really like realistic. If that shit's, if she's in my fucking earlobe, loud as fuck with my cheap ass like fucking Android headphones, I'm like, great. So I started doing that shit. All right, I'm butt ass naked, blanket on one leg just in case, and just going at it. I remember I'm starting to sweat. I'm like 3 minutes in. I'm like, great, I'm kind of close. You know, 3 minute quitter. All of a sudden, because I don't have a door,
yeah,
I hear steps, like, because I hear steps coming up. I know I'm heavily breathing. I know. I'm like, I know I was out of breath for sure. And all of a sudden, I see is like my fucking curtain of my room open up, and I grab the blanket and put it over me, and I freak out. I'm like, oh my, take the headphones off. Mom was like, yeah, I just had to find my wallet. I'm leaving now. So she was home the whole entire time. I was jacking off.
Do you think she heard you?
She 100% knew I was jacking off. And I knew for a fact she'd like spent another half an hour at the store just so I could finish. Like, props to you, Mom. But I was so embarrassed. Oh, I got caught in Virginia once.
Virginia.
I went on vacation with my family. Okay. And I was upstairs. Door open. Middle of the day.
Door open.
I remember everyone was downstairs right after lunch. And I was like, all right, I'm going to go use the bathroom. I run upstairs. And I go in one of the side rooms. And I just remember, I was like, I haven't jacked off in like 13 hours. Start going at it. Door open. I just like, I was one of those moments where you're so, you just want to do it so bad, you just put it through the hole in your pants.
Of course.
I was wearing jeans.
Oh.
So I start going at it. And all of a sudden, I don't hear the steps. The steps are carpet.
Mm-hmm.
So my father's like, hey, what are you doing? And starts yelling at me as I stand up, dick still out. I don't get to finish. I shove my dick back inside my pants, but it's still through the hole of the underwear.
Okay.
So it's out, but not out.
Yeah.
And then I zip up my zipper as fast as I could without, you know, snagging some extra skin. Okay. And then I'm like, I'm not doing anything. I was just fixing myself. He's like, why were you touching yourself? And he runs downstairs and starts talking to my grandparents about how I was touching myself upstairs. Oh. And I was so young at the time. And I remember just being so embarrassed. And my aunt, because we're staying at her house, she came upstairs. She's like, what were you doing? I was like, I was just fixing myself. And I was full blown, just jacking the fuck off. And he just interrupted me. It was very rude.
So what's the weirdest place you've ever jerked off in?
Oh, fuck. Weirdest? Okay, let's do weirdest for both and then our favorite place.
Okay, okay.
Oh, fuck.
Okay, I'll go first for weirdness.
Oh, fuck. This might be.
So I remember sitting there. Cross country camp.
You fucking. Oh, yeah. I forgot. You did that shit when we were sleeping, right?
Everybody's sleep. We're all in the same room. Seven guys.
Seven guys, one room.
So I'm laying there.
No AC. Nothing to like. No, there's no white noise anywhere.
And I'm like, you know what? These motherfuckers like sleeping. So they went to sleep super fast. And I couldn't.
Not Jared. Jared was a bitch.
Yeah. So I.
Jared's my cousin, by the way. Jared Galoniak. Shout out to him. You can follow him on Instagram. Just don't like his post.
So I'm sitting there. I'm like, you know what? Me and Miracle aren't sharing beds today. I'm going to do myself a pleasure. Mm-hmm. And I start beating my dick.
Wait, can you explain why you were sharing beds?
Because Miracle forgot his damn blanket and pillow. So he wanted to share a blanket with me.
So you're telling me, which I already know this, you're going to go for a week to a cross-country camp where you know you're spending the night there for 7 days and he doesn't bring a pillow and blankets.
Yes. Every other year before that, that's what I was doing. And I just had to make up a lie saying I didn't like pillows and blankets.
And this was my first year. So I was already annoyed at the fact that people wanted to stay up till 11 and then wake up at fucking 5:30. So I was very pissed off. I was constantly yelling at people to shut up and go to sleep. But carry on. You were jacking off by all of us other men. Us little boys who were in high school.
It took me a while because I was looking for a good-ass video because I had my earbuds in.
Mm-hmm.
But there was no fucking service.
Could you hear Matt breathing?
I could hear Matt breathing.
Matt would like... no, he would be like... I remember I fucking slapped his chest one night because he was being so fucking loud.
Honestly, like...
What did you do find?
The video that I find? I Latina, remember the same porn
thick star. Latina
I
team.
I remember the porn star. It was Jessa Rose.
Oh, Jessa Rose.
She was getting destroyed by some Mandingo shit.
I can't watch Black Dicks. I can't watch it. I don't know why. I need something that looks just like me so I can imagine that's me. Unless it's like hood shit.
So
I,
have Pornhub you ever just... Ugh,
shut up. Shut the fuck up. Fuck you. Fuck you. Okay, so I remember... I don't know what it was. I can watch like thought porn. If you look up thought on X videos, it's all black people, which it's colored people, whatever, Negroes. And I remember I liked it because like that creamy puss, but then I just couldn't do it because I couldn't finish while looking at a black dick. Yeah, I couldn't do it like you're 17 inches fall, like longer than mine. I couldn't like get the confidence to finish. So I can only watch white porn.
I'm never lying to you. I've never watched a black girl porn in my life.
Never?
Not being racist, I just don't like black.
Who watches... Wait, which one of our friends only watched lesbian porn?
Fuck.
Do you remember that? They're like, oh, I only watch lesbian porn because it's gay. If you watch another guy with a dick.
Was that Miracle?
It was Miracle. Who just... Okay, no offense to the lesbians out there, but if I want to, you know, jack it off and release some stress, I'm not watching lesbian porn. I want to watch a girl stuck in a washing machine saying, sorry, stepbro, and she gets fucking railed. That's what I want to watch.
Or under the bed. I mean, obviously they can get out, but they act like they're stuck, and that just makes everything.
I watched one where she was in a window, and she was like, I'm stuck. The window was open.
Oh, I think I've seen this.
The window was fully open. It wasn't even on her back anymore.
Yeah. And she just wanted to get railed.
I guess so.
I can't do that anymore. I've only ever watched white or Latina porn.
All right, what's your top three categories?
Top three categories?
Yeah.
All right, it has to be, let's see, interracial.
Okay.
Threesome.
Okay.
Or just Latina in general.
Oh, my God. I love when they speak Spanish. Mm. I don't know what it is. I can't speak it. I mean, me gusta biblioteca. But I cannot speak Spanish for shit. I've tried to get my girlfriend to speak Spanish in bed. I've tried. I whisper in her ear and be like, Billy Mays here. And I'll be like, can you just say biblioteca once? And she'd be like, shut the fuck up. We're not at the fucking library. And I'll straight ruin the mood sometimes because I just want her to fucking like call me Essay or fucking Poppy. And she just won't do it.
I'm sorry, Hefe. Like, you just gotta go with the name sometimes, man.
Oh, no. She'd be like, she'd be slapping my ass sometimes.
Mine does too.
Like, my bare ass.
She's like, I'm like,
no,
whoa,
she'll girl. Slap my bare ass. And she'd be like, back it up. I'll be like, no. I feel like she's like, okay, I know 100% that if I went to sleep booty hole naked and she was with me, she would definitely put like a finger in my ass.
So has she ever like got behind you and told you like bend that ass up?
Yes.
Multiple times.
She's told me multiple times that she wants to push it in my ass.
Oh, okay.
We'll be at work because I work with her. Sad, very sad case. And she would like, let me just put a finger in there tonight. Like just confident. So confident. This girl can't even order her own food at a restaurant and will look me dead in the eyes and be like, let me just put my pinky in there. And then she'll be like, look how small it is. Let me just put my pinky in there. And I'll joke with her. I'll be like, I don't want no anal bleedage. Like, I don't want to, like, expose myself. I don't want to shit in your mouth. And she will just full-blown just get upset because I won't let her put a finger in my ass.
That's a really good trigger moment. Like, I just can't have anything near my ass.
I just get, even, like, she would, like, slap my ass and hold it for a second. I'm thick. Okay, you need to know that now. The only reason why I wear 32 size jeans, because my ass is thick. And she'll slap it and slowly move her hand to that, to my asshole. And I'll be like, no, no, no. And I like, I'll hit her. I'll strike her. But I'll
even woman abuse.
I'll fucking strike that bitch though. I'll fucking karate chop her in the throat if I really have to get her hand away from my butthole. I don't want to. I started that. I remember saying that shit. I don't know what it was. I don't know where I heard it. I remember saying it in high school a lot. Oh my God. Let's not say names, but remember when we caught the person downstairs in the bathroom with their girlfriend he was getting a blowjob in the down. Okay. DHS is known to have bathrooms closed down, locked down, door locked and stuff because kids were having sex in the bathrooms. I will not tell any good stories of personal ones, but that high schooler, bro, 3 years running. I was in that fucking high schooler every first period, either first period or eighth period. I was downstairs.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I saw it every day before practice.
There was no cameras. There's literally, you can get away with so much stuff in high school if you know the right people.
Of course.
And if you have like good relationships with people. I had a good relationship with the janitors. So anytime they saw me leaving school, they wouldn't snitch on me because they would snitch on other kids.
Yeah.
So like I would leave and come back and my teacher would be like, well, where were you? I'm like, oh, in the nurse's office. Yeah. And then the nurse would back me up.
Yeah, I remember you always went to the nurse.
I know, but I never told her. Because a lot of kids, what they do wrong is that they'll tell the nurse that they're sick. Like, oh yeah, I don't feel good. I feel like throwing up. She will sit you down and be like, here's an ice pack.
Yeah.
I will walk in there and be like, call my mother. I'm going home right now. I don't feel well. And then when you say that, they have to call. Mm-hmm. They won't just not call. They have to call then. But what they would do, they would call my girlfriend at the time. Mm-hmm. And then she would pick me up. So all the times I said, that's my mother they're calling, it was actually her. Okay. Or she would call and be like, yeah, he can leave. And then we would just go get food.
Yeah.
I just finessed the fuck out of them.
Honestly, and you can pretty much get away with anything in high school, like you said.
Sex stories in high school?
Yeah.
Sexual things? Cafeteria? Cafeteria.
I'm not going to name any names.
If you don't know this story already.
And you don't know. So I'm sitting there in my aircraft room. And this happened pretty much every fucking day.
Explain the surroundings. Like,
there was always people at our table. A lot of people at our table. Tables near us. People cafeteria. On the table. Yep. We were next to the fucking garbage cans. Everybody was always near us. And
you didn't care.
I didn't care. And I was like, you know, this happens every day, so why should it matter? I'm sitting there getting my shit stroked.
Oh my God. Was it out? Was it out though?
Always out.
No, I'm serious though. Like, was it out in the air? Yeah. Was your penis physically out and about?
Out of the hole in the air.
How do you do that sitting at a table?
I don't know. They're always under the table. No one looked under the table. And if we did, I put my hand like this and just covered. But I remember one day.
Reflexes, ladies and gentlemen.
I walk into JROTC.
Okay.
And someone texts me. They're like, yo, there's a video of you getting your shit beat in the cafeteria. And I was like, no, there's not.
I remember this day. This day was funny.
And they sent me the video. And I was like, who took the video? Three girls. And I'm trying to remember who, I'm not going to name any names, but we know who it fucking was. And I got upset. So I texted them and I was like, yo.
I wouldn't even text them. I'd search down the class and be like, yo, what the fuck?
Yeah. I was like, delete the fucking video.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, we didn't take it. This person took it. And then they just kept blaming each other.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, I didn't really give a fuck until I found out that someone showed the principal. And
that's just like child porn right there.
I got called down and I was like.
Didn't you get threatened? To like, what was the worst punishment they gave you? Did they say it was like child porn?
No. So what happened was.
Oh, but I look up titties once and I get in trouble.
Yeah, we lied saying it didn't happen.
But nice.
He said he saw the video and she said that she was just rubbing my thigh.
She can, you know, they can lie. They can lie and be like, oh yeah, I seen it, and they didn't see it at all. So the other person can say it out loud.
So I guess the principal believed my ex girlfriend in the situation, so I didn't get in trouble. But I did get in trouble with her parents because they got pissed because they found out and they have a really good reputation in our town. So that ended up in a breakup. But I didn't really give a fuck.
Well, you were kind of sad.
I was kind of sad.
After any breakup, you're really sad. I went through my junior year. I was sad like every day. I was lonely. I was a hoe. I did not care about anything or anybody. I was very upset. Very bad year for track for me. Mm. I was just very sad.
Yeah, everybody has their sad moments.
I recommend not dating in high school. Just fuck. That's really, just have a bunch of buddies, you know, be cool, like play sports. I would say, I would recommend playing as many sports as you can. Just don't be a cheerleader, you know, just like do something like track. We both run. Yeah. I run in college. He's about to run in college. And I definitely recommend it. It's very like you're close, depending on like the coach. You're very close and everything. Basketball is, of course, fun as long as you're good at it, because you don't want to be the one that's not good at it. You don't want to miss that game winning layup. Football, unless, you know, if you have a bald headed coach, that's very, no names, right? If you have a bald fucking head and the only plays you run are up the middle fucking power plays, I don't want to play for that team. I'm sorry. It's just toxic. It's just, yeah, you can't do anything about it. And plus you have so many concussions. I had 4 concussions by the time I got to senior year.
Yeah, I've had about 5 in my life, and one of them was fucking running.
The one I had was before school started. We had like a passing practice in the gym, and Taiwan Wright, I jumped up for a pass and he took out my legs on accident because he wasn't running back from the plate yet, and landed head right on the wooden floor. And I remember I was blurry. I almost passed out.
Did they take you to the nurse?
Yeah, they did. You an ice bag, didn't she? Yes, she did. And then she's like, I was like, I'm blurry. And then I closed my eyes and opened it, and it was like 5 minutes past. I was like, I gotta leave.
Yeah. I just can't. Concussions are a really dangerous thing.
They're not safe at all. But
I love how we talked about penises and now we're on concussion.
If you had kids, like, okay, when you have kids, are you going to make them do like sports where they would be somewhat popular? Or are you going to make them like band kids? Like, I personally, I want my kid to be skinny because I was a fat child, mm-hmm. and I love fat shaming people. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't fat shame my child, but I just don't like bigger people. I feel like you're just lazy. If you are, I'm mm-hmm. sorry, but I would forcefully make my kid like join band.
Yeah.
Just so he like wouldn't lose his virginity until senior year. I don't want my kid being a fuckboy freshman year.
Yeah, honestly, I'm not gonna make them do the sports that I want them to do, because I've always been a runner and I feel like I would be able to do good with them if they are runners.
I mean, they can do whatever they want to do, yeah, but I definitely
wants to fucking play soccer. He can play soccer.
Yeah, of course, but I don't want him to quit either. Yeah. I don't want him to like have one bad experience and quit.
Determined and just keep going with that shit. Honestly,
yeah,
you gotta teach them while they're young, so they don't fuck up when they're older.
My kid's going to have foreskin.
Yeah.
My son is going to have the most foreskin he can have. I'm going to ask him to give him more.
I'm going to ask him to take mine.
That's gross. You know, I can't believe they can just like cut it off now and just stitch
that
it.
That shit would hurt.
You can't get a boner for like a while.
Yeah.
I don't know how long it is.
Someone told me that they wanted to get their foreskin off now. And I said, you know, you wouldn't be able to do anything for like about like a couple months or like weeks.
That's fucking wild.
And they were like, it's worth it in the end.
No, it's not.
Like, it's really not. Why can't you just keep the shit there? Like,
that shit's fucked.
Yeah.
I don't know. I keep telling my girlfriend at the time that I don't want a girl. Like, and now, in like today's...
Yeah.
In today's sexual market, I don't want a fucking daughter.
Especially when anything bad can happen. Like, you see all these little girls getting kidnapped, and there's a whole bunch of child molesters out there. Like, no one wants that.
Nobody wants it.
Like, that's the worst thing ever. Especially for the mere fact that, like, if I had a son and he bring home a girl, I'd be like, hell yeah, son. But if I had a daughter and she bring home a boy, I'd be like, all right, get the kid out of my house before I kill him.
Yeah, but that's what's really bad in this, like, society. Girls always say is like, oh, how come when a guy has sex with a girl, they get a high five? When a girl does it, she's a whore. And I feel like if it's between two people and not the rest of the world, do whatever you want. But I just don't want my daughter being, it's like, okay, my parents used to tell me like to open the door for people, because how they see me is how other people see them. Mm-hmm. It's like how they raise me and stuff like that. So that's why my sisters are both going to have children and they dropped out of high school.
Yeah.
Because they didn't care about that. Mm-hmm. I really cared about it. And now I feel like if my kids are assholes, other adults are going to think I'm an asshole.
Yeah. I don't want people to see me as an asshole, because you just want to look as best as you can, in all honesty.
Well, I know I'm an asshole, though, so it's okay.
If you, on the inside, if you know you are, then that's okay.
In a professional atmosphere, I would, like, shake your hand, be really respectful and stuff. But if we're behind closed doors, let's compare foreskin sizes, because I really don't give two fucking shits right now.
Exactly. I mean, you might win, but...
Oh, I'm definitely going to win.
Yeah.
There's no way. How big is your penis? Shrimp gang? Shrimp gang.
Shrimp gang.
Shrimp gang. You know, I heard had a huge cock.
Who?
Not Jonah. Not Nelson. Not me, not you.
I think I know where you're going with this.
Who do you think it is?
Is it the short guy?
Yeah.
It's Anthony?
It's Anthony Ruiz.
I heard this motherfucker like
huge slong, bro. The thing is, he's how tall is he? Four. My girlfriend's 4'8".
I'm
5'10". I think he's 4'11".
I'd give him 5'10".
You give him 5'5"? Okay, then I'll give him 4'10". But let's say he's 4'10". Okay, like I have a 16-ounce drink over here. His dick's about that size. Not thickness. I would say the thickness is about, I don't know, like my thumb, maybe.
Okay.
But this shit's about 8.5 inches long.
Pretty long.
I've seen that shit not erect about 6 inches.
Yeah.
If you have a 6-inch penis, not hard, while your name's Anthony Ruiz, you're set for life.
Yeah. Goddamn right. Height doesn't even matter anymore.
Dude, he's been so lazy with running, though. He just doesn't.
Tell me he has been running.
People have been in the moods lately where they, when they're on break, where they just sit there and play video games. I would love to do it every fucking day if I can just wake up and play video games. But I know I want to do well in track because I'm a jumper. So I have to go to the gym. Like, I have to. People need to encourage themselves. They need to find inspiration. And it's so hard for people to do that now.
True fact, every jumper has foreskin.
Yes, it is. It's the wind resistance, not much. I think it helps.
Yeah, it does, honestly. You get the flap like that shit.
The flap. The tailwind. Do you wear underwear when you run?
No.
I don't either. Never. I just wear spandex.
Honestly, I just pre-ball it.
I wear spandex, but I'm worried. I kind of like, before I change and people see me in spandex, I want to get like a half a chub. Mm-hmm. So it looks like I got something down there. Mm-hmm. Because if not, when I jump, like that's just kind of tucked.
Yeah, I get scared that I might end up like the guy at Buff State where it's like,
his oh my God, his
out.
Dick. Is that, I thought it was his penis.
No, it was his nut.
It wasn't the tip
it
of
was
his
like
dick?
A long ass
nut just hanging out. Oh my God. I thought it was the tip of his penis this whole time.
Veiny, it looked like some cow udder type shit.
But that shit was big.
Big as fuck.
Big cock.
Yeah. You can tell that motherfucker.
The fact they hung that up at a college facility. Yeah, honestly, people were telling me it wasn't real.
No, that was definitely
real. I think it's real.
Definitely. That's old.
Oh, it is old. Fuck. Okay, so the real question of the day of this episode, of episode one, was foreskin. Is it necessary? Is it a good thing to have?
It is a good thing to have.
I've also come to that conclusion.
It's so many pluses, you know. You learn to clean it better. You get some tailwind when you're running this and that. You get to cut.
Tailwind. You said tailwind.
Yes, it hits you and you just feel it. You're just doing a whole nother one.
I fucking hate you.
You can get a zip tie. It covers everything.
A
you
zip tie?
You don't even need
a Oh my God. I've actually had a girl. It was a very long time ago. Sorry, Chrissy, if you're listening to this. She was giving me a blowy, and she stopped halfway through just to pull it down. And I was like, what are you doing? She's like, I wanted to lick the tip. I'm like, but there's skin there too. Don't forget that. And she like gave me a dirty look because I didn't know what to do in that situation.
Okay.
So I don't know.
Honestly,
it's just one of those things.
Yeah. You just gotta say fuck it sometimes.
If they put the foreskin in their mouth and blow a bubble, what would you do? That shit just expanded.
I'd probably ask him to do it again so I could take a video.
That is a good video. It would be a good TikTok.
TikTok. Yep. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you can find my TikTok at Devin James, DevinJames. You want to plug your Instagram or something? Out of all the Efren Santiago's out there in the world, or how many accounts you have?
DK Efren Runs, EF Rain. Don't get interested for Efrain because I'll kick your fucking ass.
Yeah. Yeah, you can follow me at Devin Eddy, DevinEddy. Why something? It's a picture of me in a white shirt. You guys can DM me questions you would want me to answer. But right now we're running on 28 minutes, so I'm gonna plug my friend Nelson Rosario. He made a beautiful website. Okay, so our sponsorship today is a self-made company right here in the heart of PA. Our own Nelson Rosario has created one of the easiest ways to shop for your loved ones in today's market. You ever sat there and wondered what the fuck does she want? Well, on Beauty Beyond, it's easy to choose from the multiple gifts to make that special someone feel special. Visit today to get great deals starting at only $15. Now, I like what's on his website. Mm-hmm. It's like beautiful flowers and cheap rings and stuff. And honestly, if everything comes from China, the shit kind of looks real.
Hell yeah.
Like, are you going to buy something from there?
I might have to sooner or later.
I saw the cat ring. There's a cat ring on there. Yeah, I really fuck with that. Mm. But he just started last week, and business is booming so far. So I'd say get in now before shit's gone. Everything's super cheap. Like, he's cutting deals. Like, I remember something started at like 44 and went down to like 23 or some shit.
That's super good. You're going to check it out.
All right. I wanted to thank you guys for listening. Any last words? Tune into episode 2.
Yeah. Honestly, just keep watching. Keep listening.
Keep watching. What the fuck are they watching? It's a fucking sound podcast. We're running at 9 seconds left, and you fucking tell these fuckers to watch the podcast, you fucking idiot.
You wear a foreskin.
Oh, yeah. Foreskin for life, kids.